Hey, what's up? How's it going? My name is Brendan Bigley, and you're listening to The Internet Today, the show where I find all the best stuff on the internet so you do not have to. I have to call out this dream I had last night. I had a dream that I got a scratch-off ticket in the office, in the anchor office, and I scratched it off, and I won $310. And for some reason, for the rest of the dream, I spent the entire time telling people, don't touch my $310 scratch-off ticket, over and over and over again. And I said the whole words. It was just so goofy. And I woke up, and the first thing I thought was, why would I say the whole phrase? Why would I say $310 scratch-off ticket every single time? Like, just don't touch my scratch-off. That's a much easier way of saying it. Dreams, man. Meanwhile, I wake up and I'm, you know, researching stories to do this podcast, this show. And the first story I find is California teen wins the lottery twice in 1 week. Some girl named Rosa in California won a $100,000 scratch-off and then a $555,555 scratch-off. So, I don't know. I guess my dream was preparing me to read this story about how I didn't win the lottery. I don't know. They say if you win the lottery, you shouldn't tell anyone, but I think there are laws now in place where you have to legally disclose if you win the lottery, which kind of sucks because my plan was always, if I won the lottery, you just would never hear from me again. If there's a day where I stop doing this show and it just never happens again, just assume that I won the lottery. All right, let's get into it. So yesterday I was at my parents' house because I was going to go see the new Spider-Man movie with them. And we're sitting in the kitchen waiting to go. And my mom is on the internet and she gets an email about Amazon Prime Day and asks me, Bren, what is Amazon Prime Day? So I explained it to her because this is, I think, the third year running now that Amazon Prime Day has existed. For those of you who don't know, I'll just say very quickly, Amazon Prime Day is a day that Amazon set up. They basically invented their own holiday and said there are going to be a lot of huge sales this day. So get excited. And they want you to just sit there on Amazon.com and just refresh the page every couple of hours while these new deals roll through. And Amazon Prime Day is actually more like Amazon Prime 3 or 4 days because it usually goes a couple days beforehand, a couple days after. But I just want to, I don't know how to phrase this in a way that's delicate, so I'm just not gonna. Amazon Prime Day is just the worst. It's never been good. Every year I get excited about Amazon Prime Day, and every single year I'm like, well, that was a bust. I will say, Prime Day is great if you are really into the idea of buying an Amazon Echo or a Kindle. Kindle covering, you know, the Paperwhite, the actual just like e-ink, ebook readers, or all the way up to the tablets, like the actual Kindle tablets, the Fire tablets. If you want to buy a product that is made by Amazon, Prime Day is great because it's literally the one day a year that that stuff goes on sale. Like, you can get an Echo, an Amazon Echo, like the Pringles can, the black Pringles can with Alexa in it for $90, which is 50% off, which is, you know, still expensive, but not as expensive as it once was, I guess. You can get a Kindle Paperwhite, which I have one of. I got one for Christmas, and I am a huge, huge, huge fan of my Kindle Paperwhite for $30 off, which brings it also down to $90, which, again, feels a little bit too expensive, but you know, it is what it is. So if you want any of that stuff, I would recommend going and getting it. But that said, you're probably going to hop on Amazon.com, click on that Prime Day link and find like here. Actually, let me open it up. Why not? This is the internet today. Let me tell you what the internet literally looks like at this present moment. The internet right now is the name of the new show. Oh, it starts at 9 p.m. Eastern. My bad. So I guess technically it starts tonight and then goes through tomorrow. But you can see deals that are going to be coming up. So what do they have deals on? See, this is kind of my issue. These are the deals that they're advertising. So at the top, obviously, you have a giant. Oh, it's not even a TV. I thought it was a TV, but it's just a monitor. You got a surge protector, a bunch of batteries, a pink 7-piece cookware set made of aluminum, a Kodak DSLR. I didn't even know that Kodak made DSLRs in 2017. You can get a Lawn Pro 50-foot expanding garden hose, kink-free. That's not how I like my garden hoses. Silicone stretch lids for Tupperware. Like, this is the kind of stuff that you get on Amazon Prime Day. You can buy a collection of every color Sharpie that exists. Maybe some glucosamine chondroitin, turmeric. Yeah, these are the kinds of things that go on sale on Amazon Prime Day. Like, these are the top of the pack sales that they're advertising to me. These are the things that I can get. Meanwhile, like, you can get all the Amazon made stuff for super cheap. But yeah, Amazon Prime Day is a bust every year. I just don't want anyone who's listening to this show to get their hopes up too high, expecting it to be very exciting, because it usually is not. So there's this really cool story on 538 today, kind of going over the history of artificial intelligence playing games and winning games against humans who are quote-unquote experts at these various games. It all started with IBM's Deep Blue beating chess world champion Garry Kasparov in the late 90s. We recently had Google's AI beating the world champion at the Chinese game Go, and it's kind of spiraled out from there. Where the reason that these programs were written initially was just to, like, see if they could do it, right? See if you could build an artificial intelligence that was smart enough to beat the smartest people or the best people at a certain thing. And now that we've proven that you can do that, what's next? Like, what comes after that, right? Okay, cool. We have an AI that's better than any living human at chess. We have an AI that's better than any living human at Go. What do you do with that now? And that's kind of what the article goes into. It's really fascinating because, like, at the end of the day, the answer to that question is, like, you use it to train people to get better, right? We have this thing that is so good at chess that literally any person alive would learn something from it. You could play against it over and over and over again and learn every permutation of every potential chess game that could possibly unfold over history. It's kind of a fascinating thing to think, like, I think in the 90s, when this computer beat this guy, it was as exciting as it was frightening to people. Like, I kind of remember the stories that were passed around at that point. It was like, oh man, that's scary. Like, how long until, like, the Terminator thing happens? You know, like, how long until that? Are we going to get that? No. But reality is a lot easier to cope with, right? If the reality of the situation is now we have basically the best chess teachers and the best Go teachers of all time, I don't know. It's kind of nice, right? There's like a nice, like, silver lining, optimistic angle to this whole story. Easily the best moments of recording the show are while I'm in the middle of editing or in the middle of recording and I find a story that I just have to talk about. And that just happened right now. I don't know how this slipped through the cracks. I don't know how I didn't hear about it until now. But starting tonight, there's a show premiering on CBS. And guess what that show is called? It's called Candy Crush. Based off of the hit mobile game, Candy Crush is a game show. It is a game show where people go and play Candy Crush on a giant touchscreen in front of a live studio audience. It's hosted by Mario Lopez, and it super duper exists. So you probably expect me to shit all over this. I'm not going to. I'm also not going to take a dump on the Emoji Movie, anything like that. Because, look, at the end of the day, if people like it, people like it. You know, I watch enough just true garbage to know that I can't really judge anything, right? If you derive enjoyment from something, all the power to you. That said, Candy Crush is definitely not a television show for me. And I think that's the difference. Recognizing what is and is not for you. Candy Crush is super not for me. That sounds like the pits. I have no interest in watching that show. But that said, if you play a lot of Candy Crush, if you live that Candy Crush life, if you spend all your time on the subway playing Candy Crush, if you go to sleep and dream of Candy Crush, if you wake up and the first thing you think about is Candy Crush, then please live your truth, chase your bliss, watch Candy Crush tonight on CBS. This segment is sponsored by Candy Crush, apparently. yeah, I don't even play that game. That's not even a game that I have on my phone. I don't know if I ever have played it. I think it's just a match 3 game, right? Whatever. Candy Crush, coming this summer. And by this summer, I mean now. It's on tonight. Hey, so in classic Brendan Bigley fashion, I forgot to record an outro for today. So, hey, that's it for today. I'm currently on the street with Maya.
Hello.
Yeah, see, I didn't set you up for the goof like last time.
Yeah.
I specifically tried to not do that. Hey, if you like this show, do all the things that you would do with the other shows you like. There's a whole bunch of sirens in the background. Why does this fucking happen to me every time I try and record an outro, something goes horrifically wrong? All right, hey, I have a cool interview coming tomorrow, so get excited for that. Bye!